from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Russia continues to bomb Syria from Iran. Russian airplanes flew from Iran to carry out airstrikes in Syria for a second day on Wednesday. The Russian Defense Ministry said the strikes originating from Hamadan Air Base targeted Islamic State militants. U.S. Defense spokesman Colonel Chris Garver in Iraq says the U.S.-led coalition cleared the way for the Russian planes to carry out their missions.
The Russians did notify the coalition as per the Memorandum of Understanding for Safety of Flight. They activated that system as we have in the past. They informed us they were coming through, and we ensured safety of flight as those bombers passed through the area and toward their target.
The Russian aircraft took off from the airbase located around 280 kilometers southwest of the Iranian capital of Tehran. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner indicated that the Russians are not just going after militant groups like Islamic State and the Nusra Front.
It's unfortunate, but not surprising or unexpected. And I think it speaks to the continuation of a pattern that we've seen of Russia continuing to carry out airstrikes, and now it appears with Iran's direct assistance, that at least purport to target ISIL and Daesh targets, as well as Nusra targets, but in fact predominantly target moderate Syrian opposition forces.
Moscow said the strikes hit five large warehouses with weapons, ammunition, and fuel in the training camps of Islamic State and the Jabhat al-Nusra terror group. Zambian police arrested dozens of opposition protesters after incumbent President Edgar Lungu was declared the winner of last week's hotly contested election the opposition has charged was tainted. The opposition party said the narrow victory will be contested in the country's constitutional court. This is VOA News. In Turkey Wednesday, the government issued a decree allowing for the conditional release of about 38,000 prisoners that will reduce the prison population and allow for the detention of coup attempt plotters. Tuesday, prosecutors demanded a long prison sentence for exiled Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, accused of being behind last month's failed military coup. The state-run news agency said after a year-long investigation into his movements, financial dealings, prosecutors demanded Gulen be punished with two life sentences plus 1,900 years. Now, Turkey is demanding his extradition from the U.S. Meanwhile, a pro-Kurdish newspaper, the Özgür Gündem, has been closed after being accused of engaging in terrorist propaganda. The paper's editor-in-chief, Zanakaya, said the government is capturing all state mechanisms to build a dictatorship and shape the country the way it wants to. Turkey, under a state of emergency, has closed 130 media outlets in the weeks following the coup attempt. A Palestinian teenager was shot dead on Tuesday in clashes with Israeli forces at a refugee camp near the West Bank city of Hebron. The Israeli military said it was searching for weapons in the Fawar refugee camp when Palestinians began throwing rocks and explosives at the troops. In New York on Tuesday, Oscar Morel appeared in court and denied charges. He shot and killed a Muslim cleric and his assistant Saturday outside of a mosque in the borough of Queens. Morel, who was charged with one count of first-degree murder, two counts of second-degree murder, and two counts of criminal possession of a handgun, faces life in prison without parole if convicted of killing the Bangladeshi cleric and his associate. Fakhrul Islam Delwar is a Bangladeshi community leader.
The community strongly believe it's a hate crime because these are two peaceful men coming from their worship, you know, coming from their, you know, mosque. It's clear to us that it's a hate crime, but it's up to the system how they looks at it. But the community strongly wants to, you know, this case to be taken as a hate crime.
Authorities say the suspect's motive remains unclear. Police in Guinea on Tuesday fired on opposition protesters in the capital of Conakry, killing at least one person and wounding at least two others. The anti-government protests were aimed at the West African country's economy and government corruption. An Ethiopian court on Tuesday charged 23 South Sudanese refugees with the murders of 10 Ethiopians at a refugee camp last April. The attack took place in the western Gambela region after two South Sudanese children died in a car accident. The deaths of the Ethiopians sparked unrest in the town of Gambela along the South Sudanese borders that host tens of thousands of South Sudanese refugees. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.